There are pearls and then there are pillars. Those that were there for you during life's most painful moments, from the loss of a loved one to a financial constraint, a terminal illness to a victim of crime. They were there for you when tragedy brought you to your knees. This Ramadan, Radio Islam brings you the Pillar of Strength Tribute Campaign, a campaign that pays tribute to society's hidden heroes, an opportunity for you to thank those people that walked into your life and left a permanent footprint. In no more than 500 words, tell us your story by paying tribute to the one that helped you during a difficult time. Some gave money, some gave you a hug, and some just listened. No matter what, such heroes deserve a tribute. Email submissions to yoyo@radioislamlive.com. That's yoyo@radioislamlive.com. Fax to 011-854-7024 or drop off at our reception. A prize will be awarded to the winning tribute. Radio Islam International, 97 to 2017, 20 years of inspiration.
Great news, the overall winner walks away with 5,000 rand cash. And if your story is selected to play on air, you get a 300 rand voucher from Adegas in Wolfsburg.
It's 2001, and I've just started grade 4. You were my newest teacher, and I had never had a male teacher before. I was that odd child that was petrified of school. I would throw up almost every day for 3 years straight, and the office secretary knew me by name. She probably had my mother's number memorized by then. Every day was a new excuse. It got to the point where my dad would practically carry me to the sink just to get me to brush my teeth. Still, I got out of it. I would never know why I was anxious or petrified of school, but I just knew that I was. But then you came. You were funny and kind, and I still remember the games you played with us as a class. We'd play Chinese whispers and the question game that I always seemed to win. It was me who would finally get you to give up and answer my question. There were times when you'd call me Aisha Bibi, even though I always complained that I hated having the name Bibi attached at the end. I still remember the times you used my book to read out loud to the class. I'm still a bookworm till today. I don't remember the things you taught us. I cannot for the life of me remember what we learnt in English or maths or Afrikaans. I cannot remember if I got 60, 70 or 80%, but I do remember loving going to school. I remember laughing in class. I remember going home with stories that didn't involve how much I hated school. As adults, we don't realize the impact our words and actions have on kids. To an adult, the idea of allowing a child to take out names is utterly laughable, but to a child, in that moment, they are everything. I don't know if you've ever realized what a big impact you've had on my life. Today, I am a teacher. Yes, I shout. And yes, I get angry. And there are days where I question what in the world I was thinking becoming a teacher. But I pray that one day I will do for one of my kids what you have done for me. And I pray that 16 years from now, one of my kids will remember me as I remember you. To Muallim Dada, I don't even remember your first name. You were only ever Muallim Dada. Thank you so, so much for what you probably never even realized you had ever done. Thank you. From your student, Aisha Muhammad, former student of Johannesburg Muslim School. If a child cannot learn the way we teach, maybe we should teach the way they learn. Ignacio Nacho Estrada.